You're listening to Breakfast. It's 26 past six. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning to you, Fran.
So the next test kicks off on Thursday. Will the captain's ankle be recovered in time? These are the things we need to consider now.
Look, it was up there with Plugger's groin for a few hours yesterday. Michael Clarke, whilst fielding, appeared to tweak his ankle, and the twittering class just went ballistic for a while. But talking to the players, it seems, or some players didn't even notice it. He did then had a very long workout in the nets and move freely on the ankle. So it would seem, it was a lovely story for a while, but the captain will play when they go out and toss the coin on Thursday, Fran.
At the new Adelaide Oval, new look Adelaide Oval, no
new
less.
New look Adelaide Oval with the drop-in pitch, which, you know, a lot of people, the traditionalists, are not happy about, but tradition doesn't count as much as dollars these days, Fran.
No, though it was such a traditional oval, it's a shame in one way, but I'm sure it's going to be great to be sitting around in. Just as you predicted, all-rounder Tim Brenson has been called up from the ranks of England's second 11 for the test.
Yeah, look, he played in a match when everybody else went to Alice Springs. Tim Brenson stayed in Brisbane to play in a match for a performance 11, an England performance 11 against the Queensland second 11. He got runs, he got wickets, and not surprisingly, he's been called into the England squad now and is available for the second test. Now, Chris Tremlett didn't bowl, well, he bowled okay for England, but he didn't sort of play the role that Brenson can play so well with bat and ball, so that it's going to be very, very tempting for England to pick a man who is a proven match winner, and being a Yorkshireman, probably that little bit of toughness that England didn't quite show in Brisbane.
And, it's all about strategy, this game, of course. Once we get to this level, former English captain, England captain Graham Gooch is privy to England's strategy for this next test.
It's a beauty, Fran, and that lovely estuary English accent of his. He said the plan is we just have to play better. Now, Gucci was trotted out yesterday to do a media conference, and mainly because everyone just loves listening to his accent. But look, he really indicated that the English know they played way, way below their own standards in the first test match and that they have to improve. He also touched on the matter of who would bat at three to replace Jonathan Trott. It would be either one of Ian Bell or Root, but he sensed, you got the feeling that he still comes from a very, very old school around Essex and Leytonstone in London, where if you're told to bat at number three, you bat at number three. We don't toughen up, princess, I think was the approach of Gucci back in his playing days, and I think it's still very much his approach these days. So if you're sent in to bat at number three, don't worry about too many other things except doing your job.
And Warwick, in Australian tennis, everything old is new again, it would seem. Leighton Hewitt, best in class at the age of 33.
Yeah, well, look, it's an amazing performance by Leighton Hewitt. He's had many injuries, but the last 12 months he managed to get through most of those injuries. He says his body at the moment's the best it's been for about 4 or 5 years. So he was awarded the Newcomb medal. And you'd have to say, and this is a sad reflection on the state of tennis in Australia, there wasn't an awful lot of others vying for the position. You know, Ashley Barty and Casey Dillack were the doubles team that made 3 Grand Slam finals. They were in the finals. So was Sam Stosur, even though her first part of 2013 wasn't all that good. But I just think that, you know, people recognise that this young man, did I say that? This fellow, Leighton Hewitt.
It's all relative. It depends which sport you're talking about.
That's right. This fellow, Leighton Hewitt, has just worked so hard to get his body back. And of course, he helped Australia in the Davis Cup. He's such a passionate player when he plays Davis Cup. And all those things were recognised with the awarding of the Newcomb medal, which is named in honour of a man that Hewitt has looked up to all the way through his career. So he was greatly honoured by this award last night.
I just saw some images of him from last night all dressed up. He looks in the pink, I have to say. He looks pretty good, considering, you know, he's 33 and and you'd have to say in the twilight of his career, wouldn't you?
Well, he has to be in the twilight of his career. That's inevitable, the age of 32, 33. But, you know, he just loves playing tennis so much that he was prepared to put his body or to go through all the rehabilitation stuff to get him back to where he's finished last night, Fran.
Well done, anyway. Good on you, Warwick. Thanks very much. Talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Fran.